The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, the greatest crime against humanity. That's right. The greatest crime against humanity. And Dr. Naomi Wolf was on as a guest to talk about this. And folks, it really is the greatest crime. And you'll see as we go through it. But Dr. Naomi Wolf has been a champion of this whole cause and has never given up about exposing what they did to us with the COVID vaccine and everything. And well, anyways, she gets into everything and she hasn't stopped exposing everything. And I don't think any of us should let them go. We need to continue to expose what they have done. Anyways, let's just jump right into it. Dr. Naomi Wolf, talking about the greatest crime against humanity. Take a listen.
And what they found, sadly, is the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. That Pfizer, with the collusion of the FDA, meaning the collusion of the CDC, the collusion of the White House, all of whom were looped in to this genocide, really, and sterilization of the population, they inflicted catastrophic damage on us that is not over, right? And on Western Europe, no doubt, everywhere Pfizer was rolled out. And this is just what the documents we got to see because of the successful lawsuit. So we don't know the AstraZeneca papers. We don't, you know, the Moderna papers are just coming out. We're seeing the same sterilization effect in the Moderna papers. But we see from the Pfizer documents that Pfizer knew they were killing people, creating catastrophic events like stroke and blood clots, lung clots, leg clots, dementias, heart damage, catastrophic scale, liver damage, kidney damage. They knew that the vaccines didn't work to stop COVID. The third most common side effect in the documents is COVID. And they concluded a month after rollout that the vaccines had failed to stop COVID. Didn't tell us. And the centerpiece, and I'm just recapping quickly, is that they were grossly experimenting on disrupting human reproduction. And they knew they were causing what they called reproductive disorders in women, especially.
Think of the criminal activity that they did to humanity through this. It's really infuriating. But Dr. Naomi Wolf goes over so much that I want to give you as much as I possibly can. And I don't want to avoid pretty much anything. So I'm going to continue, and you're going to get a lot of information about this whole thing. Take a listen.
At industrial scale. And so now we have a 13 to 20% drop in live births in the United States and Western Europe. Igor Chudov, a mathematician who works with government databases, confirms that there are a million missing babies in Western Europe now. And we know why. So given all of that, and given it caused such an emotional toll to look at this and report on this week after week, that I started to think, well, okay, we know what the sicknesses are. How do we heal people? Right? We need to be able to focus on something positive and constructive for humanity so that people have some hope, you know, that they are not beholden for their health to the same institutions and industries that murdered them and sterilized them and disabled them. So I began to look back at I began this series called Liberty Lifestyle, right, that looks back at traditional remedies, forgotten remedies that used to be very common, and also alternative treatments, notably herbs, and spices, which have been used for millennia to treat the kinds of conditions that people now have, you know, have always had, but now the injuries, we know that they're ramped up. And so I've been looking at, okay, if my loved ones who are vaccinated are going to have circulatory problems, what has traditionally healed circulation? If people are going to have heart problems, what's traditionally protected the heart? And then, you know, and other questions, right, based on what we knew to be the damage and injuries in the Pfizer documents. And so what has been amazing about these videos and the research I've been doing is, and you mentioned it with mustard oil. Well, A, what's amazing is that it's even more censored than our work on the Pfizer documents, like even more censored as you can be. And I was censored by the White House and the CDC and the, you know, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins, Dr. Walensky, 15 White House staffers in 2021 singled out my tweet about menstrual dysregulation and identified it, put pressure on Twitter and Facebook to censor me. This has all come out in the lawsuits by two attorneys general. As censored as our work on the Pfizer documents has been, and even my alert to women before the Pfizer documents, you know, as recently as last week when my husband was detained in the Netherlands for 7 hours and questioned by three different officials when I was in Europe for the first time to talk to people face to face about the Pfizer documents. As censored as all of that has been, our work on common traditional remedies such as a mustard oil or turmeric have been even more censored. Literally, YouTube deplatformed us for the mustard seed oil. Twitter briefly froze us. You know, to this day, I just did a report on a sperm suppressor and a hormonal estrogen disruptor in personal lubricant, over-the-counter CVS personal lubricant, and YouTube is having none of it. So, and it's not because it's an adult subject. I mean, you know, there's polyethylene glycol in toothpaste, and, you know, YouTube is having none of it. So it stands to reason. I mean, I looked up the numbers, and the numbers for, you know, basically we're not just threatening one product of one pharma company now, right? Since what I'm doing is not just saying, oh, turmeric's been used for millennia, but actually looking up peer-reviewed studies on turmeric or mabi bark in coconut water or, you know, sassafras or guava leaves or, you know, all of the traditional remedies I've explored, the peer-reviewed studies show very often much better outcomes using these remedies than their pharmaceutical rivals. So I'm not surprised. And you can, you know, imagine the scale of the market that we're then threatening. So I'm not surprised that I'm being so widely censored, but I do feel like it's a very positive thing to explore. It's changed my life for sure. And I do feel like it's a race against time because many of the traditional remedies that have been marginalized, you know, you can say, well, this is just normal pharmaceutical greed. They don't want us to know that actually you stabilize hypertension in 2 weeks more easily with mabi bark and coconut water, traditionally in use for centuries in the Caribbean, than with, you know, blood pressure medication that is patented based on pharmaceutical petroleum derivative products. But in addition, we're finding shocking, like if they can't get us with the injections to restrict our sex drive and our reproductive health, they're getting us with our food supply and our personal care supply.
Folks, I gave you a long clip because she's got so much to say, but it's all informative. It's amazing how much the pharmaceutical company has done and gotten away with it. And she just lists and lists all these things. And I don't expect the pharmaceutical companies to ever actually be held responsible. I don't think that we'll ever get them to where we can say, oh, they're finally going to be held responsible. But exposing just how awful they were, just how awful they still are, all the lies that they told, it's good to at least expose them in front of God. At least we can do that. Let's go back to Naomi Wolf.
meaning we found a sperm suppressed scent in common baking mixes in the United States. I don't think these are allowed in Britain or Europe, but it's worth looking. I just threw out Progresso breadcrumbs because they had the same sperm suppressant. Like, we don't need a sperm suppressant in our food supply, any of us. And also in our personal care products, we're finding parabens, which are hormone disruptors, bad for men and bad for women.
Why are they trying to do sperm suppressants? Folks, is there anything they won't touch? It grates me. I want to say so much more, but she covers things so well. Let's go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
But I'm literally astonished to find it in personal lubricant, which goes right into your body if you're a woman, and directly affects your partner if he's a man. So it's shocking that these ingredients continue to be fed into our food and personal care supply to lower our sex drive, lower the aggression of men as warriors, for sure. You know, destabilize the family, I would argue, because everyone's less happy, and degenderize us, basically.
But this is all part of, I think I have so many conversations with friends in the UK saying, actually, where do we get food? And beginning to look at going back to how food is produced and going to local farms and that sort of thing. And this is a much wider conversation, I guess, of massive mistrust that a lot of us now have over the last 4 years of regulatory bodies, of what we are told, and looking for alternatives. So I get what you're doing fits into that massive void that people are crying out for, just good, honest, straightforward ideas of how we need to live our lives better, because the government certainly aren't going to do it for us. It's up to each of us.
Indeed. And we used to, in the United States, we have what used to be a very good law compelling the FDA to compel any food or medicine to fully disclose all of the ingredients. And I've been shocked to find that, you know, there are huge carve outs. I mean, I shouldn't be shocked at anything now after the Pfizer documents, but, you know, one of the issues I disclosed in my video today is that in the US, toothpaste only has to disclose a fraction of 1% of their ingredients. We literally don't know what's in the rest of the ingredients. However, we're warned that if we swallow any toothpaste, we need to go right to the poison control center or right to the hospital. So yes, the distrust is, I guess, long overdue.
Distrust, long overdue, that's for sure. Well, how can we trust anything that Big Pharma has ever done from this time forward? It's impossible. We can't trust them. They tried to poison the entire world. The entire world. For money. For profit. And maybe just for a globalist agenda. But the point is this is companies that had no moral standard. And I tried to tell people, look, for Pfizer and all these other companies to get away with what they got away with, this was going on for a long, long time. You could just tell your employees, look, we need to get this through, figure out a mathematical way to make it look like it's not doing poisonous things to people, and figure out ways around it and get it through. Because you can tell that's what they had to have been able to do. Anyways, it's not like our frustration will ever go away if they're not held accountable. But I'm telling you, God will hold them accountable. Just rely on that God will hold them accountable. Here's more from Dr. Naomi Wolf.
I think they're different. I feel like when I'm in Europe, the food supply is healthier because I don't think you're allowed some of the adulterants that we have, you know, that we have in the United States. I mean, there are memes on social media, and I've experienced this for myself, where there's a long list of psychochemicals added to a global brand in the US that is not added, at least not disclosed, in the UK. However, I think that, you know, I know from having lived in the UK and gone back many times to visit, not since the pandemic, but I know that your wonderful tradition of healthy farming, good treatment of animals, local production of vegetables and fruits is being disrupted by big ag and no doubt by big pharma, the way ours is in the US. And one of the immediate things too is they want to mRNA inject animals, and they want to, like in the US, they're starting to do kind of a social credit score for animals, or like a, you know, surveillance for animals.
Yes, and this is a key topic. The animals that they want to do is they want to put mRNA in every vaccine, basically. Now, I want you to know there is a difference, though. This isn't the COVID vaccine. This is just mRNA technology. And I think the reason why they want to do mRNA technology is because it actually, that's what disrupts the ability to reproduce, basically, because the lipid nanoparticles are what really bother the reproductive system. It doesn't have to be the COVID vaccine. It just has to be the mRNA technology. So that's what they're doing there. It gets complicated, but I'll move on.
That every single animal is tagged, you know, livestock is tagged. And they also have ridiculous laws in the United States. Thomas Massie in our Congress is trying to pass freedom to farm bills or food freedom bills. And I'm sure you'll need something similar in the UK, from what I understand, in the sense that there are laws against local producers of livestock or cows or sheep slaughtering their cows locally and bringing the meat to farmers markets. They have to be fed into this whole kind of industrial food system and shipped for miles and slaughtered in FDA slaughterhouses that are largely, and you know, then many of our meat producers like Smithfield are owned by China or being bought up by China, right? So you're not even getting food processed by our worst enemies, the ones who my reporting showed have the IP, the manufacture, the distribution of these mRNA injections that have decimated our populations. So why would you trust food manufactured that way? And from what I understand, I do think something similar is happening in the UK. Like you used to be able to, I remember when I was a graduate student in Oxford, you could go to the local market and local farmers were selling their local apples and carrots and their local meat in a pretty farm-to-table way. And I would be surprised if that is still as reliable as it used to be. But you tell me.
Well, yeah, with the regulatory board, we've always had kind of a gold-plated regulatory industry across Europe on everything. And we, I guess, see the US as being lax in different industries. But I think that's there is a lot of restrictions now, certainly the farming community. We've had massive demonstrations, as they have all over Europe, at the restrictions and the pushback against farming. You said you're in the Netherlands, and they are some of the biggest farmers in Europe, actually, for what they provide. And they are up in arms at the massive restrictions that they face, which I guess means that actually the food will be brought in from elsewhere, from far away. So, yeah, we're seeing a big change, certainly in our farming industry all across Europe.
Well, let's think about that, right? If the people are brought in from far away, this is a parallel, right? And as I always say, I'm the daughter of immigrants, granddaughter of immigrants. I believe in legal immigration. But if you have no control, if the globalist plan is to throw millions of people from all over the world at Britain, at France, at Germany, at the Netherlands, you're not going to have a European culture in the same way that you used to. You don't have a European culture that you can, or a British culture, right? Or a Scottish culture, or Welsh culture that you can tend as a social contract. And that's not a racist thing to say, right? Anyone can be Welsh, anyone can be British from anywhere in the world, but citizens need to be able to have borders and have laws about how many people that country can absorb and acculturate to that culture, right? And if they can't do that, then they no longer have a country or a culture.
Yes, which is what you're seeing in the United States. You're seeing that plan being played out exactly as she's saying, that they're just going to destroy our culture. And Lord help us, because there's no way we're getting our culture back. I can tell you that. Just a little bit more from Dr. Naomi Wolf.
And that's the globalist plan, right? Because destroying Western Europe as a beacon of liberty, destroying Britain as the home of the Magna Carta and the free press, all of that depends on throwing millions of people who don't come from constitutional republics or share, you know, European values at Europe. And I'm including Britain. So having said that, think about your food supply, right? If your food supply comes from, if you're in Wales and your food supply comes from a Welsh farmer up the road, you can pretty much trust it. You know, if he poisons his neighbors or she poisons her neighbors, that can't be concealed. But if you bring in the food supply from anywhere and you add additives like Appeal, which is this Bill Gates derived coating, you know, on vegetables, or which is, I found to be the case in Europe and in Britain, the legislation is so opaque that you really don't know what's in what you're.
Yeah, you're not going to know. I got to end it there. There's just so much you could go over. Dr. Naomi Wolf covers most of it. And look, folks, we're in an age in which these people don't think they'll ever be held accountable. But I'm telling you, there is a God. His name is Jesus, and he will hold these evildoers accountable. Make sure that you have a relationship with God. Don't put it off. Make sure that you love him and accept him as your personal savior. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
As a lumberjack, I've been cutting wood for decades. My job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. My axe goes through every time. You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com and subscribe to get 50% off the cover price. And if you want an even better deal, use the promo code 10OFFSUB. Again, that's 10OFFSUB for more than 50% off.